622, 60 degrees into the 70s for this beautiful Tuesday, June 6th. Jonathan Savage joining us, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor. This apparently is a very big deal. Prince Harry arriving at court to testify in what is called a landmark phone hacking case. And I'm glad you're going to give us, shed a little light on this, Jonathan. Good morning. Welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Good morning, Paul.
So this is important because he becomes the first British royal to testify in court for more than 100 years?
Yeah, it was 1891 when the then Prince Edward, who was later King Edward VII, was a witness in a slander trial over a card game. That was considered to be highly embarrassing for the royal family. So imagine what this is going to be like. We've got Prince Harry talking about some of his most delicate moments, some of his the most lurid claims and newspaper stories written about him, not just talking about them in his own terms, but being cross-examined by an award-winning lawyer representing this newspaper company who is known as a beast in court, someone who has what's called an eye of Sauron-like focus. So it absolutely is box office here in London today.
Well, this is funny. I mean, well, it's not funny for him and all, but it is kind of why people buy the Daily Mirror in the UK for these very kinds of stories.
The Daily Mirror is a tabloid newspaper, and like all tabloid newspapers, it gets an awful lot of copy out of the lives and the successes and failings of celebrities. And whatever you think of the royal family, they are celebrities. And Prince Harry has been one of the biggest providers of headlines over the last 20 years, ever since he became an adult. And the Daily Mirror has acknowledged that on at least one occasion, it illegally, unlawfully gathered evidence about him on a trip to a nightclub. It doesn't acknowledge or admit to what Prince Harry is alleging, that they successively and successfully hacked into his voicemail to gather stories that they then published on their front pages.
So they can do certain things that they will always do to get their information. They'll have tipsters, and they'll probably pay a little reward if you can give some insight or inside information on a celebrity and such. What they're going to have to try to, I guess, prove that they didn't get to cross the line, I guess, the ethics line, and do unethical things to obtain information as well as using private investigators and phone hacking tactics to get the information. I guess that's what's one of the things, or a couple of the things, that are on the line here.
Yeah, you talk about having to prove, but their lawyer would say they don't have to prove anything. The balance lies with Prince Harry, who has to convince a judge — there's no jury here — a judge that on the balance of probabilities that the Mirror Group hacked into his phone. Now, he will come forward with his evidence. He says that it is incredibly impossible to believe that Mirror Group didn't hack into his phone based on the evidence, but the Mirror Group say that there is nothing to suggest that they did the things to Prince Harry that he is alleging that they did.
And if I am figuring out our time change, etc., Harry is there at the High Court now.
Yep, he is. He arrived in front of, as you would imagine, the flashes going off from the cameras. So many TV crews outside. There's no cameras inside court. In the UK, we generally don't have live televised or audio of court cases. So all we're getting is little snippets coming out from the few journalists who are there. He has delivered a statement, and he is currently being cross-examined. Andrew Green, the lawyer for Mirror Group Newspapers, has been asking, look, if you didn't buy the papers, how did and when did they cause you distress? That was one of his lines of questioning. He's been asked about Harry. Harry's been asked about the feeling of hostility he received from the press since he was born. And he has been asked about some of the interviews that he has given to the likes of Piers Morgan and Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah, and that's going to be an interesting back-and-forth battle, that's for sure. Now, when you said depending on where you stand on the Royals, I would suggest that most of the people who are there outside the courtroom are of the adoring style of people, the people who are on Harry's side.
I don't think people are turning up there to shout and at him and boo and hiss at him. The vast majority of the people there are probably people who are curious, whether they're journalists or just people passing by. There are people who are supporting. Someone's brought an interesting cartoon that they've drawn of Prince Harry and his wife, Meghan. I won't even begin to describe it.
Well, I'll just say she's on a mule and they're walking and it's kind of representative of Jesus Christ. Of Mary and Joseph walking the path.
That's probably a more accurate interpretation than I go. I saw Tarzan.
Well, all right. I mean, there are other ways of looking at it, but we got to run. Jonathan Savage, Fox News, always a pleasure. Thanks.